All right, we're back. Bill, 2012, and we're sort of, you know, riding the wave that we had with Kevin Gallo there towards the end, the C++ on Windows Phone. We have two very special guests, Peter Torr and Tim Lafferty. You guys are on the engineering side of things on Windows Phone. What do, Peter?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
In Windows Phone 8, I worked primarily on the shared API surface between Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.
Okay.
And also onboarding a lot of the phone-specific APIs, both the Windows runtime style APIs and the managed style APIs.
Excellent. Tim?
So for Windows Phone 8, I worked on the same team as Peter, the developer platform team. And I'm a program manager. And
okay.
I worked mostly on the native API surface,
great,
really with a focus on games.
Excellent. DirectX.
Yeah. DirectX, XAudio 2, et cetera.
Nice, man. So people out there, please ask questions. I know we've had a ton of questions today, so you've been doing really, really well. I will ask them. They will answer them. But right off the bat, let's talk about what it took to get native code support on the phone. Right? You have the NT kernel now. That helped?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to take this one, too?
Sure. I mean, largely, it's a... I mean, obviously, a number of the first-party apps were already using native code.
Mm-hmm.
So it was largely a matter of figuring out what we could and should expose to developers to
sure.
build.
Okay.
In terms of, I think the hard engineering challenges were deciding how much of DirectX we could expose and whether we could expose it. So there were some probably some security questions that were in there, and then really just a really, really large API surface to give to folks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. We have questions coming in. So Vivek, you asked first, so we'll go to you first. Are OpenCV and other CV libraries supported on Windows Phone 8?
I don't know what
OpenCV
is.
Okay. Yeah. We'll answer that question later. Vivek, come on, man.
I can say that because we have just normal C++, it's not magic. It's Visual C++ 2012, so C++ 11 standard. If it's written using normal standard C++, the C runtime and standard template library, it should just work.
Cool.
Yeah,
agreed.
To add to that, there are other OS open source libraries that we've announced support, like SQLite, or from a games perspective, Ogre as well announced. Cocos 2D also announced. So these are
cool
C++-based game engines or third-party packages that mm-hmm. Just build and run. Because, like Peter said, it's C++. There's no magic. It's just C++ 11, just like is in Windows, and
cool.
We support it. Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of the power of C++. It's portable.
Exactly.
Especially
yeah.
if you're writing standard C++.
Exactly, yeah.
So, Alan, is it possible to print a document directly with my Windows Phone 8?
No, unfortunately not in this release,
okay.
No.
Cool. Alan, come on, man. So Jerry Nixon asks, is it wrong to add, okay, they must have done a refresh in there, because mm-hmm. now is so sorry, Jerry. You said on WP8, apps are compiled to native code in the cloud. This is going back to the Kevin Gallo. We were talking about compiler in the sky, or compiler in the cloud, whatever you call it. Does this mean there is no CLR on the phone?
No, it doesn't mean that there is no CLR on the phone. What it means is that when you build your application in Visual Studio on the desktop, it gets built into MSIL, the intermediate language, and then when you submit it to the marketplace, we take that IL and we turn it into native code. NGen is a technology on the desktop. It's very similar to that. So mm-hmm. we convert it into native code. But when it comes back to the phone to execute, there is still a CLR, and there's a couple of things about the CLR. Mm. There is all the infrastructure around things like garbage collection and exception management, all those things that are still there, that is the CLR.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you do things like reflection and so on, right, you're still using all the infrastructure of the CLR there. It's just that the code that is executing hasn't been jittered on the device. It was already pre-turned into native code in the cloud.
Excellent. And that, of course, is a benefit for startup time. So let's get us some C++ questions now. How easy will it be to port C++ Windows 8 runtime components to Windows Phone 8?
It should be very easy. There is a set of shared APIs that we have that are the same across Windows Phone and Windows Phone 8. So Windows Phone 8 and Windows, including things like file system and networking and in-app purchase and proximity and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stick to standard C++, CRT, STL, and the shared set of libraries around networking and file system and so on, same code should compile across both desktop, tablet, and phone. I don't know if you want to add.
Yeah, the other thing I'd add to it is we share a common native application model as well.
Okay.
So if you found a new project and you go to Windows Phone C++, you'll see a D3D project there, just like you would see in Windows Store. And if you looked at those side by side, the code would be very, very similar. It's almost identical. So in terms of how we hook to the OS, and like Peter said, the feature level API surface that you write for your core tasks are identical.
Great. So Damien asks, any support for D2D, D-Write, WIC on WP8? I like all the letters and number mixtures.
So we do not support D2D, WIC, or D-Write. Mm-hmm. We do offer a couple open, CodePlex libraries, DirectX TX and DirectX Text on CodePlex. And if you look at, I think that these are up on our developer blog now. If they're not, they'll be there really shortly, pointers to these.
Okay.
So we don't support them on the phone right now, but we do support CodePlex libraries that allow you to accomplish the same tasks, essentially.
Excellent. Andre Abrantes, can you talk about Portable Class Library?
Sure.
Okay.
So Portable Class Library, or PCL, is actually, at this point in time, a .NET concept. So I can write a portable class library in C# or VB that targets .NET Framework and Windows Phone 7 or 8, the Store, and Xbox 360. But it's only for managed code. It's not for native code right now.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can build portable class libraries for native code.
Yeah,
but you don't have that. They're not uppercase.
Correct. It's the same source. You do need two different projects. You have the phone project and you have the Windows 8 project, but they point to the same exact same source, compile and build two binaries, and they get put out to the different devices.
Rock and roll. So this goes to sort of Pavel's question is there any book like Windows Phone 8 Internals for deep system understanding by native C++ developers? So is Mark Rusinovich going to write a Windows Phone 8 Internals book, man? Just kidding.
I don't know of anyone in plan right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there will be one. Or I could also see it potentially being a good idea to have basically a Windows 8 and a Windows Phone adjunct, or just basically part and parcel together. Just
Absolutely.
Because the two platforms are so similar.
Yeah, I mean, he tends to focus on like the kernel and the really exciting juicy bits inside, which are the same now. So yeah, like Tim says, maybe he might add a chapter or two. But I think a whole new book would be quite redundant.
Understandable. So this actually goes to Hector Luciano Jr.'s question. There's a wonderful app that I've used on somebody else's device that allows you to like take a picture of basically like a sign and have inline translation in the same sort of pattern of what the sign is. So it's aged, it's got some rust on it. This translation will happen in the same way. I don't remember the name of the app, but I know that the developer uses inline assembly. And so the question from Luciano is, how about a C++ project for Windows Phone where I can use assembly code inline? So like an ASM block or whatever.
The app itself is an augmented reality app, I'm assuming?
Yes.
So there are a number of really cool apps along this line that I've seen on a number of platforms, including Windows Phone, where you're looking at a camera view, and it's overlaying maybe store names or star ratings for stores and so on. I mean, those could use inline assembly or not. We support intrinsics, so we don't support regular assembler inline, but we do support intrinsics inline.
Cool. Yeah. And so the reasons for not supporting inline assemblers, what, security, what, maintenance, being able to make mistakes at that level, what would be the concern?
Well, I can say it's not security. So we don't really use the SDK as a kind of a security barrier, saying, well, if it's hidden from the header files, then that makes it secure, right? That's not the way you build a secure platform. Cool. Security is built in at a much deeper level. I don't know if you know the real reason why we don't have assembly intrinsics, but typically, like, you know, we don't have D-Write and we don't have D2D right now. It's not a matter of security, really. It's not a matter of principle that we don't want it. It's just a matter of time.
Understood. That's a great point. Think about it. You guys basically pulled out the operating system, put in a new one, and supported pretty much 100% backward compatibility, which had been there already, which is a lot of engineering work. So you guys did a lot of work to pull this off, and it's great to see NT working on our phones. Sam, we sort of already answered your question. What low-level 2D API can I use? You mentioned go to CodePlex and look at...
Yeah, I would look at DirectX TX and DirectX Text for a WIC and a text replacement both. They're great.
Awesome. Jared asks, what is the supported DirectX support level in WP8? And in fact, we didn't. Kevin wasn't able to answer this question, so it's been asked before. So
sure. So we support the DirectX 11 API and the DirectX 9.3 feature level.
Got it.
Shader model 2.0b. No. So you do miss some things. Sorry, I know that was a lot.
No, that's great. Can you say it again?
It's the DirectX 11 API.
Great.
With the DirectX 9.3 feature level.
Awesome.
Shader model 2.0b.
Got it.
So you are missing things like the tessellation pipeline or geometry shaders, for example.
Ah, no geometry shaders.
Right.
Okay. Alejandro asks, thank you for answering that question. You know, the cool thing is Kevin was only off by the geometry shaders and the 2.0b. So he got the first two right. Alejandro has asked, can you entirely program a C++ app? How would I go creating a native look and feel, pivots, panoramas, et cetera? So the question is, I don't want to use any C# at all. I want to write a purely C++ app. DirectX?
Do you want me to take a shot?
Yeah. Okay.
You can
fill
where I blow it.
You want to blow it.
So, I mean, you could. You have DirectX. I was mentioning earlier that you could, say, file a new project and create a Windows Phone C++ pure native DirectX app. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want. You could, you know, write the, you know, pivot panorama controls, et cetera, in DirectX. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't recommend it. What I would probably recommend would be, if you need DirectX access, then I would probably recommend using the hybrid application model. So using from XAML, we allow use of a drawing surface control, which gives you DirectX or low-level DirectX access.
Nice.
From a XAML application. So I would recommend building a XAML app with the, you know, panel pivot controls, mm-hmm. and then where you need D3D access, dropping a drawing surface control, or if you want a full screen D3D app, and then to Z order XAML controls on top of it, you use the drawing surface background grid control.
Awesome.
So there are projects inside of VS that bootstrap you for both of these application models. If you look under the C++ node, you'll see, I think it's XAML plus D3D, and then underneath C# there is, or I guess it's D3D plus XAML underneath C++ mm-hmm. gives you drawing surface background grid. Under C#, it's XAML plus D3D gives you drawing surface.
Awesome.
So they're templates that bootstrap you, basically.
And Sam George has a talk about this. Unfortunately, it's just finished, but it should be online, I guess. Is he repeating that as well?
He's repeating it on Thursday.
Okay.
So I would, and I think that Thursdays is live streamed and recorded as well.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I would recommend everything I just said. He goes into much greater depth.
That's awesome.
Later in the week. Yeah.
Great. So stay tuned. Tune into that. We'll also, of course, have the recorded session from today on Channel 9. Probably less than 24 hours.
Great.
So, great question. We have another question here from George. Is the C++ 11 support similar to Win8 support?
Yes.
It's the same compiler.
It's the same. It's the same compiler.
Yeah, exactly the same.
If you, there's a great DevDiv blog post, C++ team blog post defining the set of C++ 11 features we support. I would highly recommend reading that. That's exactly what we support for the phone.
Cool. Now, this is actually interesting. You support C++ CX?
Yes.
Great.
Yep.
So you can take essentially a WinRT component that you've written for Windows 8 where you've written a CX surface so that other things can call into you. You don't have to write the nasty interface-based COM yourself. You can do class-based stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
And it works on Windows Phone.
Yep. So
beautiful,
man.
Yeah,
you can consume our built-in APIs, you know, like networking and file system and so on. You can write your own components. And of course, if you're talking native to native, we don't recommend using CX because there is some overhead there. So you should just use, you know, normal C++ classes or flat C APIs if that's your thing. Mm. But if you want to make that code portable and projectable out into C# or VB, then yeah, you take your native code core and then you write this CX wrapper on top of it, and now mm-hmm. anybody can call your code.
Awesome. Do you support WRL.h?
Yeah.
Nice. So if you don't want to do that and get nasty, dirty, gritty, you can do that too.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do WRL, you can. I personally would not use WRL. Yeah. CX is so much easier.
Yeah.
But Sam uses it in his talk, the game talk, he uses it, because if you are doing this DirectX background, I never get the name right, drawing surface background grid, You do need a little bit of WRL magic there because we need to get out some raw COM pointers and hand them to the XAML server. So you do need it in certain cases,
yeah.
But for if you're not doing DirectX stuff, mm-hmm. And you're not doing some of our low-level camera APIs, mm-hmm. you can completely ignore WRL if you want to.
That's cool. But if you want to get nasty, you can.
Yes.
So here's a good question for you. What was your motivation for C++ on Windows Phone 8? Did you have requests from big studios like Crytek or Unreal?
So our motivation largely was there were a large set of developer apps that we felt like weren't coming to the phone because of our lack of native C++ support. That definitely included a number of game developers and game engines as well. Mm. You look across Epic or Unity or Havoc or Fmod or WYs, et cetera, all of your Autodesk for Scaleform, mm. all of your gaming middleware providers, the vast majority of them are C++ based, mm. and they, both from an effort perspective, bringing those to C# is really challenging, and also from a performance perspective is very challenging. So really for them to realistically come to the platform, we needed C++ support. It wasn't just for games.
Sure.
It was also for other apps. Like there are mm-hmm. quite a few we sometimes discuss as a compute scenario.
Yes.
Where I have, say, a financials library that I've had for ages, and it's great, and it's written in C mm-hmm. or C++.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leverage that. Yeah, or SQLite's another great example.
Excellent.
Peter uses it in his talk.
Good.
So. Both from games and from line of business or enterprise apps, mm-hmm. both have key assets that are C++ based, and we felt like that we needed to expose it and offer it to mm-hmm. bring more apps into the phone.
Awesome. And is it fair to say that if our compiler supports it, you can use it? In other words, you can use a bunch of the Boost libraries, you can use
yep.
STL, I mean, obviously.
Yep.
So that's really good too, right? Because there's a lot of APIs out there. We always talk about JavaScript and its wealth of libraries. C++ has a few itself,
yeah.
and
yeah.
C as well. So that's rock and roll. Carlos asks, is the XAML in Windows Phone 8 still based on Silverlight managed versus Windows 8, which is unmanaged? Native, excuse me. Or is it the faster native XAML in Windows 8? That's the question.
So we don't use the term Silverlight anymore. It's a XAML application now. And the core of what used to be called Silverlight is now XAML has always been native. Right? It hasn't been written all in managed code. It's always been native. There have been some controls that were managed. And for example, in Windows Phone 8, we've taken some of those toolkit controls, like the panorama and the pivot, that used to be managed code that were in the toolkit, and we brought them into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's not the native XAML that exists in Windows 8 that you can write C++ against, it is still a managed-only projection of XAML.
Mm-hmm.
The core engine itself is not managed code, and it hasn't mm-hmm. been.
So, but this is a fair. I mean, what's the reasoning behind that? Time?
The reasoning is actually backcompat. So, we have 120,000 apps right now, and we didn't want to reset that clock back to zero
of
when
course.
We shipped Windows Phone 8. And so, And if you look at the priorities of the release,
mm-hmm.
Our number one priority was backwards compatibility. Our number two priority, as Tim has been saying, has been let's bring native games to the phone. And then our number three priority was let's align with Windows 8 so that it's great to have this common code and these shared apps you can bring across the two.
Absolutely.
But the number one reason why we have the old, I'll say Silverlight in quotes, based XAML and not the new
Windows
8 store style XAML
yeah.
is we wanted to run those 120,000 apps.
Excellent. And that, I think, is a definitive. There's no way, there's no news there, Mary Jo. All right, now, so can you develop using OpenGL on Windows Phone 8?
We don't support OpenGL, no.
Okay.
Just DirectX.
Understood. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
I have seen
but
some.
But you can use Unity, and Unity will automatically, so you can abstract yourself up further and write native code, but not actually write directly to DirectX using Unity, for example.
So Unity.
It's a game engine.
Unity scripting engine uses C# primarily, or C# or JavaScript
enough.
Primarily.
Fair enough.
But their render is C++
sure.
based, and I believe it uses DirectX underneath.
It will.
It's the same for an engine like the Vision engine from Havoc.
Got it.
Or Ogre's. Ogre's render
yeah.
is DirectX based. I haven't looked at these mm-hmm. to see if you could port them or build them, but I have heard of wrappers that mm. have a wrapper around an OpenGL-like API mm-hmm. that resolves down to DirectX,
sure.
but I haven't looked.
What I would say is, for the people out there, because this question comes up a lot, because it's the same for Windows, for Windows 8. I mean, if you want, you could write an API that does these mappings for you. It's not going to be a weekend project, but it could very well be done. I mean, it's just code, man. So let's go to Tom. Are there low-level, so native networking APIs like WinSock and blah, blah, blah?
So I'm going to give a talk on this tomorrow.
Okay.
So, and it'll be recorded and posted.
Okay.
We allow access to WinSock, so a BSD-like socket API. That
cool.
If you love WinSock, then it's an API that you know and love. It's coming to the phone, and it is WinSock as you know it. We also offer a managed socket API. We shipped in Mango, and it's even better now. You can listen on a socket with it. You couldn't in Mango. You can now.
Okay.
And we offer WinRT sockets, which is what we would recommend. If you write your socket code against WinRT sockets, then you can run that same code on Windows 8 as well as Windows Phone 8.
Awesome.
Outside of sockets, there's the proximity namespace, which is native as well.
Okay.
Allows you to get at Bluetooth and get at NFC or near field communication.
Cool.
And then there's, of course, HTTP access. So IXML, I always get this wrong.
IXML. HTTP web request 2.
IXWR access.
IXWR. But, you know, that actually brings up an interesting question, because a lot of developers, when you think about, you know, the asynchronous world we live in, both on Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8, it's very asynchronous, period. C++ developers and C developers, people coming from sort of the old school and the giant amount of legacy behind them, haven't really lived in this asynchronous world in the model that we expect. So for example, you can't create your own threading model, right? You guys have a thread pool, Windows has a thread pool, you use, but if
same
you want
thread pool.
You got it, same thread pool.
Yeah.
Right on, man. So you guys, when I want to build an app and make an async HTTP request, for example, on the phone, do you give me a special API? Or do I have to, as a C++ developer, do the same, probably 15 to 20 lines of whatever it is, getting my async junk to work?
Well, getting, I can talk about it a little bit. I don't know if you want to add some more later. But getting async to work from C++ is actually really, really easy. And I'll do a demo of this in my talk. I'm
Great.
Doing a C++ in apps talk Thursday and Friday. But essentially, if you have a piece of code that is blocking, synchronous piece of code, you can wrap it in one call, C++ call called create_async, and it exposes it through C++ CX to managed wrappers as if it was an iasync action, right? So an awaitable task, right?
Nice.
So one line of code, you make your long bit of blocking code, you call that in a lambda inside this create async method, and bam, it runs on a thread pool thread, your UI doesn't block, you get called back at the right time, everything just works.
So now, is that part of PPL.h, or is that custom to you guys?
No, it's standard across Windows and Windows Phone. It's either PPL or conCRT. I think it's probably
PPL.h.
Yeah.
So thank you for that answer. And great questions. I love all these questions. Keep them coming. Were you going to add something to his answer? Or
no, the only thing I was going to say is I think that there is a shift in terms of thinking asynchronously. But the code that you have to write once you have your head wrapped around it, like Peter said, it's straightforward to write. You're not writing 15 or 20 lines of code. You're writing a few.
But you are using continuations, and those might not be things you're used to. So
right.
I created, and then I'm using this construct called a task, which isn't a thread.
That's the paradigm shift.
Yeah. So I mean, people have to learn. There's nothing wrong with learning, man. So
nothing
all
wrong.
I'm saying is sometimes when you bring over code bases where inside of that code base, for example, like a reader, like a rendering engine where you have a lot of synchronous operations, maybe by design, and then you have to wrap those in tasks, and then there might be callers that expect them to be synchronous, and so you have to call get on it, whatever. My point is there's things you're going to have to learn, but C++ developers are very smart. I'm not worried about it. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore. So Duncan S. Order Lay, wow, what a name. What about direct compute? Could I utilize a phone's GPU?
I don't think we expose direct compute. I would have to double check. I'm actually relatively sure we don't, because I do remember someone asking this question a couple months ago, and I'm pretty sure we don't.
So it brings up an interesting point. You do support DirectX 11. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you can use C++ AMP?
So we should be careful. We support the DirectX 11 API.
Thank you.
So the
hardware drivers themselves are 9.9_3.
Yes, it's feature
Answer's
level
no.
9.3.
Got it. Answer's no.
Yep.
Landlubber or Landuber. Woo. What would be the reason to use standard C++ 11 instead of C++ CX? That's his question.
I think it's really, from my perspective, really what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
I mean, standard C++ 11, I mean, do you want to, I guess, to me, that question resolves down to, do you want to use WRL versus CX? I would want to use CX because it's so much easier to define your WinRT interfaces than WRL. The advantage of WRL, of course, you have very, very fine control.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I have seen, I mean, I would highly recommend sticking with CX. Yeah.
I think it depends also, if you have very, very few dependencies on any WinRT style APIs, so the core application model is a WinRT based API, so you need that, and Touch will come in as a WinRT API, so you need that. But if you're not using sensors, or you're not using a lot of networking or stuff like that, and it's really just I'm getting Touch and I'm drawing DX stuff, but I'm using Win32 create file, read file APIs because we support those things too. If you were isolated from most of the new APIs and you feel more comfortable in classic C, then go ahead and do that. But if you want to bring in like the sensors like accelerometer or gyro, or you want to use proximity or stuff like that, it's so much easier using CX than not using CX.
True. And I think we should be kind of clear here with people in the audience. I mean, CX is a very small extension to standard C++. I mean, you're still going to use lambdas and auto. I mean, you know, I can't say what I was going to say because, you know, whatever, that we're not going to go there. But great question, great answer, you guys. Thank you. Josh asks, Visual Studio 2012 includes tools to help with debugging DirectX. You've heard about that PIX kind of thing. Are those tools going to be available for the phone as well? So if I'm building a DirectX app using Visual Studio 2012, but it's a phone app, do I still get to be able to like debug shaders and see what pictures look like?
Now, this is we do support a native code profiler. It's ETW based.
Okay.
So from a CPU side, we do offer a pretty solid profile. You can create your own ETW providers, your own custom markers. You can pull an ETL trace off of the phone. You can open it up in XPerf or WPA, your the tool set of choice. Mm-hmm. We do not offer a GPU profile or GPU debugging, so we don't offer PIC support.
Cool.
Something that we are obviously looking at for a future release.
Understood. I mean, come on. You guys, you just pulled off Windows Phone 8. Quite a tremendous evolution from Windows CE to NT. All right, so David asks, this could end up being kind of religious warfare, so you know, we're not going to really go there, but at what point would you say, you know, I think it's a fair question, like you have a bunch of C-sharp developers who want to write games and are used to writing games. You know, maybe they're using XNA or they're using one of these higher level engines, right? When would you recommend to a group of developers when to go C++, so go DirectX directly, or go Unity and then go DirectX indirectly using C-sharp with an engine in between? So when would you make that recommendation? Like, what's the story here?
This is really about what you're comfortable with.
Okay.
This isn't about, I don't really consider this religious warfare. This is, if you're a managed developer and you're writing great games and they perform great, then keep writing great managed games. I mean, the the XAML platform is there and you can continue to do so. Mm-hmm. We support XNA in Windows Phone 8.
You can continue
to use XNA in Windows Phone 8.
Mm-hmm.
If you have edges or corner cases where you would like low-level D3D access, then probably to that set of developers, I would say use our drawing surface or drawing surface background grid controls to dive down. Kind of on the flip side, you were referencing Unity or the Vision Engine from Havok. They are great tool sets that are end-to-end game engines. And really, I mean, not just to manage developers, but you know, game developers across the board. I think that there's a huge amount of effort that is mitigated by using that kind of game engine, and I highly recommend looking at them.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say, you know, from there's going to be cases where you don't really want to have that level of abstraction, and also there's going to be cases where you're using DirectX, and you're not writing a game. Like, you could write an app that has a DirectX UI that isn't this 3D kind of exceptional game experience. Why not? And it would be fast, fluid, all these things we love, because you're writing directly to the machine. All right, so Skreekonf asks, you mentioned WinSock support, Peter.
Oh, actually, Tim mentioned
it. Oh, Tim mentioned WinSock support. Is the UDP multicast broadcast available? Like, for example, I want to establish and broadcast within an ad hoc private network of users.
I haven't done it, but yes, the API service is there.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, you could multicast in Mango using managed sockets as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hector Luciano Jr. is back. Does Windows Phone 8 API support memory mapped file?
So this one, yes and no. they are not enabled by default in the headers. So the libs exist, and it will go through ingestion, but they're not enabled by default because it's one of those cases where you can kind of shoot yourself in the foot. And we think that the vast majority of people don't actually need it. And if they're just typing away and they see it there, they might use it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're using a lot of memory. So it's there if you really, really need it, but you won't see it if you just open up the...
So for people in the audience, can you explain a little bit about why you would ever use this? What is it?
I don't know. I'm not really an expert on this. I don't know
That's
if
fine.
You are. But people that might use it are people like databases, right? So you have a huge file on disk and you want to bring bits into memory, like the page file, you want to fault them into memory.
Okay.
And so you just read and write to it as if it was memory, but it's being backed by the disk. Mm. But I am not an expert on that.
Fair enough.
This is two where I have two threads that want to share data. This is one way that they could.
Okay.
They both write to the shared memory.
Right on. Okay, so BubbleZap, is there support for compiling ARM assembly code?
You already covered that, right?
Yeah, I think we hit this earlier.
Inline assembler.
You can use intrinsic inline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Can I use virtual alloc in Windows Phone 8? Looking for JIT scenarios to increase perf. So I want to write my own JIT. Yeah. This is his question.
So that's something that you can't do. For various reasons, we don't let you go create executable code pages, for example.
Okay. So... And for people,
writable executable pages.
I mean, that essentially is runtime code execution.
Yep.
Of source code. Yep. So no, you can't do it on Windows 8 either. So you're probably trying to sneak in to see. Remember, look, this is actually important. I mean, I'm trying to wrap my head around it as well. You guys share the kernel, and you also share WinRT parts of it. So there's going to be incredibly similar things. So if you can't get around it in Windows 8. You're not going to get around it in Windows Phone. Mayank asks, when will Unity 3D be available? I don't think you guys are on the Unity side of it, but...
I work with Unity a fair bit. I don't think that they have a definitive date for when they'll ship their Windows Phone support.
Okay.
They're obviously committed to it. They were in our keynote this morning. They demoed Unity running on device. They demoed the IDE as well, editing a scene inside of Unity.
Okay.
In terms of, I don't have a definitive answer in terms of timing. I know that they're committed. If you're building a Unity game, I mean, my recommendation would be to continue building it. And then, I mean, that exact part of the great value proposition of a tool set like Unity or the Vision Engine from Havok is that you build your game inside of their IDE and then output it to Windows 8 and output it to Windows Phone.
Cool. Well, his question actually continues. So he's asking, if he's writing a game in Unity 3.5, Unity 3.5, how hard will it be for him to port to WP8? So the question, you're going to have the versioning question, right? So I guess that's what he's asking. I mean, in some sense, if you're writing Unity 3D 3.5, what version of Unity is going to be on Windows Phone 8?
I don't know.
Okay,
that's a question.
Here's what I will say.
For sure.
On Friday, Mayank, we're going to have three or four of the Unity developers sitting right over here in the hot seat. You ask them whatever you want. All right, that's Friday. Let's go on to Sanchez. Are WP8 C++ libraries binary compatible with Windows 8 libraries?
No. Source compatible, yes, if you stick within the subset of things that we support. But we don't have binary compatible right now.
Okay. Thank you. Great question, guys. Keep them coming. So what were some of the challenges of implementing this new native world for Windows Phone? I mean, you guys did a lot of work. C- Are there any?
I mean, there were a number of initial challenges around what do we expose and what do we offer?
Yeah.
Just in terms of what's the API surface that you guys need from us to build games, to bring your enterprise apps onto the phone? And I would also add to that, it's just a really, really broad API surface.
Yeah.
A ton of ton of new APIs, ton of new opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. So write apps.
And prioritization, because as Tim says, it's such a huge service area. And prioritization of what we would enable in our pure native model, so pure, C++ and Direct3D and no XAML at all, versus the XAML with a drawing surface background grid. There are features that we really wish we could put into pure native, like things like live tiles and so on. But because we had this out of, I just build a XAML app that's running pure Direct3D in the background, that gave you those things like live tile updates and that gave you access to more of the phone functionality. We still enable those apps to be written, but there were a lot of things where we had to figure out, do we need to put it in the pure native subset or not? And one example of something that we did put in pure native subset was something like being able to pick a photo from the photo gallery, right? Because a lot of people might want to pick photos for avatars inside of a game or for any other reason inside a game. And we figured that was an important enough scenario that we didn't want to say, well, you have to write a XAML app with Direct3D just to pick a picture. So
sure.
we put pictures in. But yeah. A lot of cases, very, very hard trade-offs to make.
Understood. But the fact of the matter is you give C++ is first class on the device in the ecosystem. And that's what matters most, in my opinion. And it'll evolve over time, who knows when or what, but it's there, it's going to stay, rock and roll. Eric Koski asks, regarding intrinsics, are we going to have access to SIMD or similar features to accelerate 3D math?
I think so. You have access to Neon Intrinsic, so I don't know what SIMD support. Do you?
I'm not a SIMD person, sorry.
So
have Eric hit me on Twitter.
Okay.
Or email me.
All right. So Eric, and we of course keep all these questions. So now you guys do use a Visual C++ compiler.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you are running on ARM chips.
Yes.
That do have multiple cores.
Yes.
That do have registers. 128-bit registers, maybe? Whatever. The moral of the story is the C++ compiler will auto-vectorize. Mm-hmm. And take advantage of SIMD-capable hardware. So these are SIMD-capable machines that we're running in our phones. Therefore, you'll get auto-vectorization. So you will get some speed and loops. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Cravon, how easy is it to convert an Objective-C application to a native app for Windows Phone? Haven't you written a silver bullet tool yet?
No.
Good question. I'd love to know the answer, man.
If you wrote your iOS app, the code that is pure native, that is C++ or C, is probably going to port over pretty clean.
Yeah.
That the UI portions of that, you're talking about going from Objective-C to XAML. So it really depends on the app.
Yep.
I think that the challenge will be in the UI for large part.
Mm-hmm.
So the more of it that was pure native C, C++, probably the easier it's going to be.
Amen. And I really wish more iOS developers out there were not just writing Objective-C. But in reality, I have a friend who's an Objective-C developer or an iOS developer. He writes his whole apps. He doesn't do the use a C library for intense computation. He does everything in Objective-C because it's a subset of C. Mm-hmm. So you can write C right in line. So that causes some challenges. I really wish people would start architecting their apps to be cross-platform from the beginning. But now that we have native on our stack, right, in a beautiful way, in a first-class way, you can do that now.
Yep.
Your C++ libraries and stuff. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So.
And I think as well, there's also the third ecosystem right now, which is Android, right? And so initially, you may have seen a lot of people write code that was kind of heavily bound, tightly coupled to some of the Cocoa frameworks or the Objective-C style of writing of apps. Mm-hmm. But Android came on board, and so people started to realize, wow, I really want to port to get the maximum audience, so I'd better start writing my as much code as I can in this platform neutral way, and I'll write a hardware abstraction layer or a platform abstraction layer if I need to, mm-hmm. and I'll write a UI abstraction layer, and it goes to Java for Android, and it goes to the UI stuff for iOS. Mm-hmm. And so we can take advantage of that and say, well, now you just take that same core, put it down on Windows Phone, you put in your platform abstraction layer, and then you put in either your DX layer or maybe your XAML layer. But I think we can benefit from the fact that there have been two very large ecosystems, and now we're another third ecosystem.
Right on, man. Hey, we have five more minutes, and I just saw your question, Dean, and they took it off, man. Sorry, we are reading your questions, but they disappear. Now they're back. Can WP8 notify apps of incoming caller ID? Random apps, not the phone app. Of course not.
No.
That would be a security or privacy thing.
Privacy concern there. Obviously, we have VoIP built very deeply into the platform, but I imagine you're not asking for VoIP reasons.
No, he's not. So Steve T asks, can other compilers be used? C++ is a language that has multiple compilers.
I've had a few people ask this. I don't know if... I think you could probably take the GCC compiler and build, say, a DLL that matched our format. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually seen somebody do it and then watch load library from package load that DLL. Mm. But it probably could be done.
Okay. Yeah. But, yes. Okay. It probably could be done. But nobody's done it yet.
And we don't support it. It's not something we support, for sure. If you look at the marketplace ingestion rules for Windows Phone, it used to say this, and I believe it still does. It used to say you must use our tools to publish for just for support reasons.
Sure, and I can think of a number of reasons where you could run into some serious problems. Okay, Cravon. So following that, I love having these real time questions. does that mean if devs stick to pretty much base C++, and the question's gone? Sorry, man.
So I know Cravon, where it's going though.
Okay, where was it going?
He wants to know: Can I write my base? The C++ that I know and love, or the C that I know and love, build it into a lib, build it into a DLL, use it in my Windows Phone app, or anywhere else? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. It's C++ as you know and love it.
Great.
If you go to Peter's talk, he'll underline that for you.
Awesome.
It's just C++.
There's exactly.
No big secrets.
There's no platform-specific anything. No. It's just a programming language that spits out platform-dependent machine code.
Yeah.
So great question, Cravon. Keep asking questions. You have about 2 minutes left. Fully C++ Windows Phone people. So please keep asking questions. Dean, we already asked that, but thank you. And we are reading your questions, man. Cravon, rock and roll. So the thing that I've learned here so far is you can build a fully C++ app. It's just that your UI abstractions will be DirectX only, or these really cool things you mentioned with the D3D behind XAML, right?
Or pure XAML. Yeah.
This is beautiful stuff, man. This is beautiful. Andy asks, will you have profiling tools for native Windows Phone 8 apps?
So we talked about this a little bit. We already ship a really good solid managed profiler. We are shipping CPU profiling tools for native apps as well.
Okay.
The one piece that we don't have, we talked about this a little bit, was GPU profiling tools, or really GPU profiling and debugging tools. Those we're looking at for a future release.
Cool. And we're going to finish here. I think that's good for question guys in the back. We're going to finish this list. So we have Rui Marinho, probably a Brazilian. Can we run C++ code with the lenses feature and the raw image buffer?
Yes, the answer to that is yes. Earlier I mentioned that is one of the two places where you might get into some of the WRL ugliness, because there are a few COM pointers that get passed around. But yes, with our new lenses, I guess is the marketing term for it, but the new API service that we have for the camera in Windows Phone 8, it's a full WinRT API, so you can write managed code if you want to. But if you want to do really intensive real-time action on the preview buffer, for example, yes, you can do that from native code.
Beautiful. And that's a perfect example of when you'd want to use native code.
Exactly, yes.
Cool, man. Hey, thanks for coming on.
No worries.
Great to talk to you guys.
Thanks
and
a lot.
Double thanks for C++ support in Windows Phone 8.
Great, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Peace.